Basically, I'm just continuing along my message. It's really my message for the watch night service that I did not get to share because God just took control of that service on that day. So I'll be sharing with you what I've themed. It's time for enlargement. If you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 54, and we'll be looking at it from verse 1. Isaiah 54, verse 1. The Bible states, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord." So God was saying that, or is telling us that, we should begin to sing and dance and rejoice because something is coming our way. Amen. And then he goes on to state that, "Enlarge the place of your tents and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right hand." I see somebody expanding here. To the right and to the left. Your business will expand to the right and to the left. Financially, you will expand to the right and to the left. Your influence will expand to the right and to the left. Your ministry will expand to the right and to the left. In the name of Jesus. It states there, "For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for this year of enlightenment. Even as we are about to share this morning on the first Sunday of the year, Lord, we ask that you give us understanding and that this message, even as it comes forth, it will be a seed for the rest of the year in our lives in the name of Jesus. That this word shared this morning shall go forth and accomplish that for which you were sent, even as your word says in the book of Isaiah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Enlightenment. What exactly is it? What you find is that enlightenment basically means, or simply put, talks about making something bigger. It means to increase, to expand. It means to become larger. It means to grow in a certain manner. And what you find is that God's plan for us, God's will for us, God's desire is not for us to remain stagnant. His desire is not for us to remain contained. It's not for us to be content with where we are. His desire is that at every stage, we should be enlarging, expanding in certain areas. Not for our own personal desires, but because he wants to influence other people through us. Amen? And that is why this morning and this year, I believe God wants enlargement for us. Now, what you find is that where a lot of us are operating at, we've gone past that level. In the sense that where you are operating at physically is not where God sees you operating. The things you are doing right now is less than where God has written concerning your life that you will be doing at this point in your life. And the challenge is that it is not God that doesn't want us to, but it is us that have slowed ourselves down. You know, at the work night service, and permit me because I'll recap a couple of things I shared. I was sharing on the day that I had a dream. You know, when I was actually preparing this message. And I dreamt that I saw myself trying to wear a shoe. And I found out that the shoe I was trying to wear, I saw it my foot, I was trying to wear a shoe, and the shoe was too small. So my feet was in the shoe, but it was sticking out. My heels were sticking out. The front of my foot was in the shoes, but it wasn't big enough. The shoe was not big enough. And as I prayed about it, I felt the interpretation come like this, that this feet is what really where we should be. But the shoe is where we are at the moment, which means that we need to increase the capacity of the shoe in order for the feet to fit into that shoe. And you find out that that's the same way in most of our lives, that God cannot pour everything he wants to pour into us because our capacity, we have not enlarged the place of our tent. So we cannot receive the things God wants to give us. Are you with me this morning? And you'll find out that there are certain areas of your life that you cannot enter into until you enlarge. There are certain things that God will not give to you until you enlarge your tents. Hallelujah. And one of the challenges with a lot of people, one of the challenges is that we have allowed society to condition our mind. A lot of us have allowed our friends to condition our mind. So we have allowed the media, what we hear in the news, to condition our mind. As an example, they say there's depression, there's recession, there is famine in the land. So we have conditioned our mind that at this point in time, because there's recession, the business cannot grow. Whereas there are people making money during recession. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? And the first thing, one of the first things that we need to do is that the enlightenment needs to start internally before it can go external. Let me explain. Before you can enlarge on the outside, internally you need to be enlarged. There needs to be a breaking forth of your mindset. We need to break the spirit of contentment and containment in our lives. A lot of people have a spirit of contentment and containment. What do I mean by that? You know, it's interesting because I remember when I first came to this country years ago on holiday. And I couldn't understand why they were parking their cars on the road. That in London, you know, it happens a lot in London. Maybe not so much here. But in London, most streets, at least the area where I stayed. In fact, I remember the first time I got there. I was not a Christian then. You know, in my country, when you see cars parked on the road like that, there is a party or something happening. So I remember the first time, and in the evening, I saw cars parked, and I was, and in those days, you know, when you find out there's a party, you're thinking, oh, something good must be happening there. I remember I saw the cars parked. So I was looking around, thinking there must be a party happening here. You know, I was fresh, on holiday. And I was thinking there must be a party, and I was trying to understand, that, okay, where is this party happening? Listening out for the sound, music. But no sound. But I could not understand. But you find out that it is the spirit of containment in this country. The roads are small. The houses are small. The cars are small. The buses are small. People's mindset becomes small. And what you find is when you come into this country, a lot of people are coming with a great vision. But when they get here, after some time, their mindset becomes small. Because the spirit of containment in this country has conditioned them. And the first thing before you can get enlarged is you need to break that mindset. You need to break that mindset. Because if you don't break that mindset, we can speak enlightenment as much as we want, but on the internal, if it does not happen, It will not happen externally. Are you with me this morning? We need to break the mindset of contentment. Now, I don't mean, you know, being greedy, but being content where we are. You know, sometimes when we have, in quotes, a good job, we get content. And we think, oh, I'm comfortable, I've arrived, I can pay my mortgage, and hey, there's more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you getting something this morning? And it's time for enlargement in our life. It's time to be enlarged. You know, one of the things about enlargement is that, you know, as the Bible states, it says we shall break forth to the right and to the left. It says we shall expand to the right and to the left. There shall be a breaking forth in our life this year in the name of Jesus. But in order to be enlarged, we have a responsibility. The responsibility for enlargement lies with us, first of all. You see, as I explained at the What Night service, there are times that God himself will enlarge an individual without much effort on their part. But I believe that this year, there are some levels of responsibility that God expects from us. And that's why I'll be sharing this morning. That God expects from us. And as we take responsibility in those areas, we begin to see enlargement in our lives. Hallelujah. And the first level of responsibility that we need to take, which I explained, I'll just quickly recap at the What Night service, is number one, we need to take responsibility for our efforts. So what do I mean by that? What you find is that the Bible states in Isaiah 54 verse 2, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. It says, you enlarge the place of your tent. You have a responsibility. You have to do the work to enlarge the place of your tent. So you have a responsibility to, first of all, put in the effort. Put in the effort. I use the example that if you want to build a two-story building and a shed, the effort you put into those two are different. But it will determine what's the capacity of those structures. Now, the same way, effort you put in this year will determine the capacity that comes to you at the end of the year. You get me? Good. Just recapping quickly. You know, I use the example, we won't turn there, that in the book of Joshua chapter 17, verses 14 to 18, the children of Joseph went to Joshua. They made a demand for more land. Joshua told them, hey, if you are such a great people, the land is before you. Go and cut the trees, clear the land, and you can occupy it. If you want enlargement, get down and do the work. Put in the effort that is required. That's what you need to do this year. As you clear the land, God himself will drive the people out. You know, in the book of Exodus 34, 24, the Bible states that I will drive out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. But God will drive it out, but we have a responsibility to do certain things. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, the sons of the prophet went to Elisha. They said, the place where we dwell is too small. But they said what? Let us go and cut down the trees. They needed to do the work, put in the effort. This year, you need to put in the effort. And the effort is not just in the place of prayer. Because sometimes we have an escape route. I'm praying and believing God. It's good to pray, but not just prayer. Prayer is important, and we'll come to that. The second responsibility, so that's just a recap of what I shared on What Night service. Second area of responsibility that we need to take is that we need to take responsibility for our personal growth this year. What did I say? Take responsibility for your own personal growth. You'll find out that some things will never be entrusted. I use the word never be entrusted into your hands until you grow to a certain level. Why? Because if it's entrusted into your hands, you will destroy it. There's a level of maturity that is required before God entrusts precious things into your hands. And until you take responsibility for your own personal growth, many people here, since they left university, have not picked up a book to read. And when I say a book, I mean intellectual book. Many people here may have not read a book about Christianity in the past 2-3 years. And then you want to be enlarged. You have to take responsibility for your personal growth this year. You know, what do I mean by that? A lot of people are interested in acquisition of possessions, properties, and various things, but they are not really interested in growing themselves. You see, the more you grow, the more things you'll be able to handle. The more you grow, the more you'll be enlarged. Let me explain. When a child is like two years or thereabouts, there's a certain level they can reach to. Maybe they can just about grab the handle of a door and open the door, just about. But the more they grow, let's say they grow to 10, they will be able to reach to the switch. Their reach has increased. Why? Because they have grown. But not just in height. Their level of understanding, the more they grow, their level of understanding, the more they can grasp things, becomes better. So as they grow, what's happening? They are getting enlarged. So for example, if you want to talk to a two-year-old person about maybe the story of David and Goliath, there's a way you will have to explain it. A 10-year-old child, you can open the Bible, read the Bible with them, and then ask them questions concerning it. There's a different level. What's happened? Because they've grown, so their capacity to receive has increased. The same way in your life, until you take responsibility for your personal growth, your capacity to increase, to receive, cannot be enlarged. You need to define the areas of your life where you need to grow. Some people, your relationship stinks. When I say stinks, in the sense that not just relationship with your spouse, but even relationship with people. You don't know how to develop relationships. You don't have relationships because your attitude stinks. So that might be an area that you need to improve and increase and grow in terms of your attitude. Some people, you want God to give you finances to entrust money into your hands, but right now your level of financial management is zero. Why would God give you more money when the one you have now, you are putting it in baskets full of holes? Go and learn some financial intelligence. Some of you, you want to start a business. You've been wanting to start a business. You don't know what the balance sheet is. You don't know what profit and loss is. You can't read it. You need to take responsibility. Define the areas where you want to be enlarged and take responsibility for growth in your life in those areas. Even spiritually, take responsibility for your growth. Some people, the same prayer that you've been praying since you became a Christian 5 years ago, the same prayer. The only thing you read every day, thank God for that, is open heavens or a daily bread. Once you read it, you are done. For the past couple of years, take responsibility. Everyone here that has been a Christian for at least 2 years ought to have a commentary in their home. Bible commentary. You ought to have one. There are some things you read in the Bible, you need to understand the context in which it's written. The culture, who he was talking to. The Bible commentary makes you to understand. It deepens your understanding. If all you read is the Bible, sometimes that's not enough. Because you don't know within the context. So a lot of times people misinterpret what they read because they don't know the context in which it was written. Are you listening to me this morning? But you don't take responsibility for your personal growth. I was talking this morning that the Bible states in the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 11. It talks about the Berean Christians. It says that they were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. It says that they went to search the scriptures to find out whether what they were taught is correct. A lot of people here, after they hear the message on Sunday, they don't go and search. Listen to me. We've said that this is a year of enlightenment. You can bet that less than half the people here, when they hear enlightenment today, will not go and research. What does it really mean? What does enlightenment mean to me? Write it down. Think about it. Meditate upon it. Half the people here will do that. So how do you hope to receive if you don't grow in that area? You need to take responsibility. Take responsibility for your growth. I was sharing earlier, you know, a lot of us here, we're Afro-Caribbeans. And we love studying. And I said that if only the attitude, the approach we take to our educational matters is the same way we approach spiritual things, then our level of understanding and depth will be such that it's a high level. You know, when you were either doing your exams, university, or whatever level of education, diploma, whatever you did, you made the sacrifices to understand what you were taught. But once you finish, you don't make the sacrifice of understanding what you have been taught spiritually. But not just that, not just spiritual. There's something called University of Life. And you never graduate from the University of Life. But a lot of people repeat the same class in the University of Life. The only reason why they don't realize they are repeating is that there is no, nobody indicates. There's no, like, certificates given. So the same mistakes you made 5 years ago, you are still making it. The same sin, you are still falling into it. Why? Because you have not grown. You are not taking responsibility. You can only enlarge in the area of your growth. Like I said in the dream, in order for the feet or for the foot to fit into the shoe needs to grow or become bigger, and then you'll be able to receive. Are you with me this morning? You know, in the book of Exodus, wow. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verses 29 to 30. You know, the Bible states there. Let me just quickly read it. This year is a year of enlargement. But with enlargement comes responsibility. You know, when we talk about enlargement, when we started the church, and there were 12 people in the church or less, my responsibility was small. You know, and then when we grew, the responsibility increases. There was a time we didn't have anybody, any staff. There's no responsibility, no need to think about salary and things. I still don't think about it because it's God's work anyway. But now, I think different things. Are you with me? And the same way, let me use an example. For those that are married, you have children. Before you got married, you had no responsibility for anybody but yourself. When you got married, your responsibility, your spouse. Then, by the time you have children, another level of responsibility. You have to think of their school fees or school. You have to think of what they are going to wear. You have to, different things. Why? You've been enlarged. Are you with me? Exodus 23, from verse 29. The Bible states there, it states that I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. Did you notice that? God's plan was to give the Israelites the promised land, to give them that land. But he said, you know what? I cannot give you everything until you have grown, increased. Because if you have not increased, you will not be able to handle what the land is bringing your way. And the same way in your life, God wants to give it to you. But I cannot give it to you. He will not give it to you until you have grown. And then little by little, he releases it into your hands. Amen. He wanted to enlarge their territory, but he needed them to grow, to increase, because they would have been overwhelmed. God will not give you certain things because he will overwhelm you until you grow. He needs us to grow, personal growth, personal growth. And I'm emphasizing this because it is key. Most people don't think of it. We don't think of how am I growing. Many people, I was saying to the workers this morning, set your life and think about it. Last year, spiritually, did you grow? What areas of your life did you grow in? If you don't sit and think and define it, you'll be going from year to year thinking that you are achieving, but all you are doing is activity. You may be getting some results, but you may not be growing. And you know, activity, we can get busy. In fact, a lot of people are busy and not really doing anything. You can be, we have a treadmill. Yeah, that we don't use. We have to go and get a refund for that treadmill. Now, when we first bought it, I was excited. So I'll go on the treadmill. And, you know, you're doing that. But, you know, in reality, you can be there for 30 minutes and you have not moved from the spot. You have not really moved. You can do the same level of, but and the person, whereas the person that is jogging on the street, they are moving from one place to the other. Are you with me? And sometimes we can get into a place of activity, and it's almost like we're on the treadmill, but there's no progression. And sometimes until you sit back and take responsibility for your growth, you might not even realize that you are not moving forward. You may not even realize it. You know, well, I found out that one of the key areas that a lot of people don't grow in is in their marriage or in their relationship. Because not a lot of times, after you've been married for 5-10 years, you get into a routine and you don't even think about how you can improve your relationship anymore. And it just becomes a routine and you are just on maintenance level. So you get home, where's my food? How are the children doing? And just the routine. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Let me move on quickly because we still have a couple of things to do. Are you getting blessed? Do you still want enlightenment in your life? Okay. The third level of responsibility that I believe that we need to take responsibility for is we need to take responsibility for what God has given us now. So in terms of our talents and the gifts God has given us, you cannot enlarge, you cannot increase, you cannot get enlarged until you do the things, or you are faithful in the things God has given you. In the book of, let me use the parable of the talents to explain that. Matthew 25. It's a scripture we know very well. So we are defining the things we need to do this year. Basically, we are setting the pace. Matthew 25, verse 14. Oh, talking about personal growth. You know, one of the things as a church that we're going to be doing this year is that we want to create an avenue, a forum for people that want to grow, that want to make a commitment to grow. You know, create an avenue where they can grow spiritually. So we're going to be starting a Bible study on the first Friday of every month. We also have the Sunday school in the mornings. It gives you an opportunity to grow spiritually. You know, an avenue to help you. Amen. Matthew 25, verse 14. The Bible says that for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability. So to each what they can handle, but he gave them a talent. The Bible then goes on to say that then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. And he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, you well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful, notice that, you were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler, enlargement over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And you find out that the one that had 1 talent, they took it from him. What does this mean to us? There are certain things that have been entrusted into your hands right now. There are certain gifts, there are certain talents. You see, there's a difference, and I always say this, between a talent and a skill. A talent is the raw material. A skill is after you have grown and honed it, and it becomes a skill. You become like an expert. You've improved in it. What you have now is a seed for where you're going. Are you with me? What you have in your hands is a seed for where God wants to take you. But until you take responsibility for it, until you take responsibility for the raw talent that you have now, and begin to hone it, begin to improve it, begin to think that how can I develop it, then there's no way that you can be enlarged. The parable of the talent talks about the people that were handed various talents. The ones that improved, the ones that increased, the ones that took responsibility for what was given to them, the Bible states that they were made ruler. Their capacity was increased. There was enlargement in their life. But if you don't take responsibility for what has been given to you and you want more, what are you going to do with what you are given if you have not yet done anything with what you have? Are you with me? Your talents, whatever has been given to you, whatever you have, not even talent alone, everything, whatever you have now, is a seed for your future growth, for your future in life. There's a difference between seed and bread. But the challenge is that a lot of people have a seed. They either eat their seed, neglect it, or just forget about it. And the interesting thing is that many people covet other people's seed. Whereas the one that they have, they are not working on it. They are not taking responsibility for it. So, for example, I'll be very foolish to be coveting the talent that Daniel has on the keyboards. Now, there's nothing wrong with me wanting to learn it if, you know, I decide to improve myself and things like that. But I don't even have the raw talent. What I should be doing is honing the skills, the talent that God has given me. What is entrusted into my hands, which is to share the word. Are you with me this morning? And each person here, something has been entrusted into your hands. Something has been entrusted into your hands. It may not be a talent, it could be, you know, sometimes even your children, your family, a responsibility at work, a responsibility in church. What are you doing with it? Until you take responsibility, don't expect enlargement. And then lastly, this year for us to be enlarged, we need to take responsibility for our prayer life. You need to take responsibility for your prayer life. I've been talking about taking responsibility for your efforts, for our talents, for our personal growth. But then, factored into all that, prayer is important. And, you know, one of the key foundations of our Christian work, as we know, is prayer. Now, enlargement can only happen in conjunction with prayer. Let me explain. It is through prayer that you will receive from God the areas that He wants you to be enlightened. It is through prayer that the nations that are containing you. You know, I was explaining, praying with ministers, yes, and I explained that usually when there needs to be enlargement, there's usually needs to be a stretching forth. But a lot of times, in order to stretch forth, there usually is a resistance. And you need to break through that resistance in order to enlarge. And sometimes, for you to enlarge physically to see the manifestation of what you're doing, the prayer is what, first of all, breaks through the resistance. Are you with me? And until you take responsibility in your prayer life, for your prayer life, it may not happen like you expect. You know, there's the place to there's a place to ask people to pray for you and to pray with you. But the ultimate responsibility lies with you to pray for yourself. Let me explain that. The ultimate responsibility lies with you to pray for yourself to break through the resistance. There is usually a resistance anytime you try to stretch yourself. Let me explain. Years ago, you know, I've tried so many things in my life. And years ago, and I've tried to be so many things. So, as a teenager, I wanted to build my muscles. So, I a couple of times I started, you know, I went to carry some weights. Now, after I did it once or twice, my whole body was aching. You know, it was like my body, you know, as if they beat me. Or now, when I came against that resistance, what did I do? I said, let's bodybuilding. Do it to stay there. As I am, I'm nice and slim. What did I do? I allowed myself to be contained. Are you with me? And that's what tends to happen with a lot of people. The minute you're trying to enlarge and you come against resistance, you go back to where you are and you just remain. But do you know that resistance needs to be broken in the place of prayer? Because every time you try to enlarge, you find out that there's always pain involved. There's one form of pain involved in enlargement, usually. Usually. Sacrifice, losing sleep, not sleep, various things. But you need to break through the resistance. Now, in the book of 1 Chronicles, I'll end with this. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. It's a scripture we know very well. The prayer of Jabez. Jabez took responsibility and prayed himself. Oh, that you would bless me. Oh, that you would enlarge my territory. He took responsibility. You know, many people want enlargement, but we are not ready to pray, to do what we need to do in the place of prayer. Many people want God to do certain things in their life to increase them, but the effort in the place of prayer. Listen to me. By His grace, enlargement in this church, a lot of it has come in the place of prayer. I'll be honest with you. Evangelism for the past whatever years that we've been, we have not really done evangelism. And I'm not saying I'm proud of it. It's just that sometimes I don't understand that part of it, how to do it in this country. I'm being honest with you. You know, we tried various ways, and by God's grace, God will still give us strategy. We are still working on it. But a lot of it has come in the place of prayer. In fact, a lot of the people sitting here, we called you forth in prayer. There was a time we used to blow the trumpet in the spirit. We'll begin to call people forth from the north, from the east, from the south, from the west. Calling nations forth. And we used to pray. Take the scripture. Ask of me and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance. Use that to pray. Before we started this church, was it every day? I think when we first started, the first year or thereabouts, even before the first year, we used to meet to pray every day. Every day. I remember somebody was reminding me, I think it was Minister Yomi, that he remembers when we used to meet in our house. I was thinking, oh, really, that's true. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we used to pray. There was a breaking forth. We are breaking through the resistance in the spirit. Are you with me this morning? And the same way in your life, if you want enlargement, you need to break through the resistance in the spirit. And there are some kinds of prayer that you need to pray not sleeping. Hey! You know, prayer cannot be comfortable. A lot of people pray and they want to be comfortable. What do I mean by that? You want to, well, some people can pray on their bed, but when I pray on my bed, I sleep. Now, this is not as a doctrine. But what do I mean that it cannot be comfortable? Go through the Bible. When Hannah prayed, it wasn't comfortable. In the sense that she, her countenance, her positioning. No, there are some prayers that, yeah, you can pray in comfort, but there are some prayers if you are breaking through resistance, and that's the kind of prayer I'm talking about in terms of enlargement. You cannot be doing it in a, you know. Prayer, Hannah took responsibility for her. The Bible states in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18, I think it is, verses 10 to 15. The Bible says that she went to the temple. She cried out to the Lord. She was praying for enlightenment. She took responsibility for her prayer life. And that's one of the things that as a member of this church, And if you identify with the vision, and if you want to partake of this prophetic word, this year, you need to take responsibility for your prayer life. In fact, one of the areas in which you want to first of all be enlarged in is spiritually your prayer capacity. Hey, what do I mean by that? Let me explain. If you've been a Christian for at least a year, in reality, you should be able to pray in the Spirit for 1 hour nonstop. Not many Christians can do that. That's the truth. Not many people can do that. But if you are praying in the Spirit for an hour, you are increasing your capacity. You are breaking forth various things. But not many people can do that. We are just content with our 10, 15 minutes of prayer. Many people. In fact, quite a number of people, they've been Christian for so long, they are content with just praying in their understanding and not be able to speak in tongues. You know, years ago, I don't remember whether I started speaking in tongues or it was before I started speaking in tongues. I don't remember. I think I had started speaking, actually. But I wanted to have an understanding of speaking in tongues. So you get a deeper understanding. I got about 2-3 books, read through them. A book many people don't do that. We're just satisfied. There was a time years ago that I wanted to improve my prayer life. I got books about prayer. Started reading about prayer. Watch my knee. Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo, couple of books. Started reading it. Trying to learn more about how to pray, the dimensions of prayer, various things. Why? Because I was taking responsibility. Hallelujah. Time is fast spent. We still have a couple of things to do. This morning, my message to you is it's time for enlargement. But in order to be enlarged, you need to take responsibility. Let's rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.